Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Republican Governor Robert Bentley and his Democratic opponent Parker Griffith will make dueling campaign speeches in Orange Beach. Bentley and Griffith are scheduled to address the annual convention of county commissioners this afternoon. The speeches will not be in the form of a debate. Griffith has challenged Bentley to a series of debates before the November election and has criticized Bentley for not scheduling those events. Bentley is seeking a second term and has a big fundraising lead over Griffith. The Department of Public Health says Alabama's infant mortality rate dropped last year. APR Stan Ingold reports the rate for black infants fell to its lowest level ever.
The State Department of Public Health says the 2013 rate for all infants was 8.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. That's down from the nearly 9% in 2012. The department says the death rate among black babies was just over 12.5%. That's the lowest since the state began keeping records in 1950. The rate among white infants rose from 6.6 in 2012 to 6.9 last year. State Health Officer Don Williamson says Alabama's medical community has worked to decrease elective early deliveries, which means better outcomes. He says other factors include increased care during pregnancies and better family planning. Stan Ingold, APR News.
An abortion clinic in Huntsville has won permission to relocate so it can comply with new state restrictions. WAAY-TV reports the city zoning board approved the relocation of the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives during a meeting Tuesday night. It's the state's only abortion clinic north of Birmingham. Abortion opponents tried to block the move but lost. They now plan to file a lawsuit. The clinic operated in a downtown building until June, but administrators surrendered their license, saying the location could not meet new state building requirements. Operators plan to relocate to a building that used to be a medical clinic and can meet the provisions of the law. They still have to get a state license. Kids are back in school, and right around the corner is the start of fall sports leagues. The United States Sports Academy in Daphne is giving coaches the opportunity to go back to school as well with a free online introduction to coaching class. Steve Butler is Dean of Academic Affairs at the Sports Academy. He says students who take the class are often surprised by some of the content.
They don't have a clue, generally speaking, about all the things that coaches have to do off the field. They have a pretty good feel from being players and stuff, what coaches do on the field, but they're very unaware of all the things that coaches have to do off the field to be successful.
Butler says the free course touches on topics from ethics to sports conditioning and nutrition, and that it's good for coaches of all sports and all levels of participation. Now for the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Highs top high in the upper 90s this afternoon. A good supply of sun with a heat index value between 103 and 108. Take it extra easy if you're going to be working outdoors. As for tonight, lows back in the low 70s. A clear sky for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Risk of rain less than 10%. Many of us not going to get a drop of rain. Otherwise, we'll be sunny and hot each day. Heat index continues between 103 and 108. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.